This is Triple R Midday News with Sophie Heiser,
Luke Michael,
and Harriet Worrell Carter. A bushfire burning in eastern Victoria is still out of control and heading southeast towards Cape Conoran Coastal Park. The Country Fire Authority says there is no threat to communities, but people should continue to stay informed. Cape Conoran Holiday Camp Manager Josh Puglisi says the fire is not an immediate threat to the community.
Has been no evacuation. It's a very safe place to be because you're right on the back of the beach. Some campers chose to leave. They heard the radio and talked to us and decided they didn't want to be here. It's certainly no threat at the moment. Potentially in a week or so when we get hot northerlies, it might fire it up again.
Consumer advocates say while the big banks move to scrap ATM fees is a win for consumers, they'll make up for lost revenue elsewhere. Commonwealth Bank was the first of the big four to get rid of the fees, putting pressure on the other three to follow suit. Spokesman for the consumer group Choice, Tom Godfrey, says it's a shrewd move by the banks as fewer people are using ATMs.
We're seeing a move towards cashless payments, and the banks are making money through all those cashless transactions as well. So I don't think we in any way need to feel sorry for the banks. I'm sure year on year their fee growth will continue.
Two islands in the Asia Pacific are dealing with mass evacuations due to volcanic eruptions. Authorities in Vanuatu evacuated more than 5,000 people when a volcano on Ambae Island erupted over the weekend. Over 35,000 residents in Bali have been evacuated as Mount Agung threatens to erupt. Tremors continue in Bali with the affected area around 70 kilometres from popular tourist spots.
Victoria Police say they've made significant progress following a 2015 review that revealed a culture of discrimination and misconduct in the force. The report by the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission details strategies put in place to reduce inequality towards women and LGBTQI members. Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner Kristen Hilton says it is important to ensure the workplace is inclusive for all Victorian police employees.
Safety is not just about operational or technical safety, but how safe people who are not from the dominant or homogenous culture feel, how respected, how included, how enabled they are to contribute to a modern and diverse Victoria Police.
The federal government has today announced Australia will have its first national space agency. Australia is one of the only two OECD countries without a space agency. NASA and the European Space Agency currently have facilities set up in Australia. The announcement follows a review of Australia's space capabilities earlier this year.
The Transport Workers Union is requesting a safety audit of rideshare service Uber after the City of London's decision to ban the company from operating. Transport for London will not issue Uber a new license when its current one expires on September 30th. TWU National Secretary Tony Sheldon wants Uber to continue operating in Australia, but he says a nationwide audit to ensure the company meets expectations on safety and fairness is well overdue.
Yeah, this is a company that really is on the edge of breaking the law, and in some circumstances they are breaking the law. Yeah, they need to provide a service that's responsible, that's appropriate for the community, and also allows drivers to have a voice.
And now to sport. India took out the one-day series against Australia after a commanding third match victory in Indore last night. Fox Sports journalist Tom Morris believes Australia's wicketkeeper needs to change.
Well, we need to pick a wicketkeeper that can make runs, first of all, because this whole series really has been a case of India's been playing with 11 players and we've been playing with 10 and we've been carrying a wicketkeeper who hasn't been making any runs.
In AFL, Richmond's preliminary final win has been overshadowed by an incident with captain Trent Cotchin, where he appeared to collect Giants midfielder Dylan Shiel in the head. Cotchin faces a nervous wait ahead of the Match Review panel's findings this afternoon.
To the weather. Today it will be mostly cloudy with a high chance of showers hitting the southeastern suburbs tonight. Winds westerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour will be tending southwesterly in the early afternoon, then becoming light in the evening. A top of 16 today. This has been Triple R Midday News with Sophie Heiser,
Luke Michael,
and Harriet Worrell Carter.